America Weekend.
It's a trip. It's got a funky beat, and I can bug out to it.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge.
And I'm Kara DeFalco.
It is always terrific to check in with our official West Coast correspondent of the program, the one and only Lloyd Lindsay Young. Lloyd, welcome back to the show.
Oh, it's always a pleasure. Hello, Karen. Hello, Ed. Yeah, it's always an honor and a pleasure to be on with you guys. Well, it's December, almost.
Yes.
Well, I guess it is. And, you know, time goes by quickly when you're having fun. Can you believe the
yes.
year is almost over?
I know.
It's almost 2017, which means winter is beckoning across the fruited plain. So what do we have to look forward to when it comes to winter?
Well, we have a lot of interesting things going on. First of all, we have La Nina as opposed to El Nino.
Mm-hmm.
And La Nina really is kind of the opposite. It's when the water off the coast of Central and South America is colder than normal. But what's really concerning, and this is very important for the East Coast, the outlook, and many scientists are feeling this way, it's going to be a pretty severe winter for the eastern half of the nation, particularly the Northeast, because what's going on, we're having record-breaking warm temperatures in Alaska.
Ooh.
And when that happens, traditionally the jet stream is well east of the continental divide, and it just keeps, I call it the Siberian Express, and it keeps pumping this cold air into the Northeast.
So Lloyd, when you say it's going to be more severe, I mean, does that mean they're going to see more just frigid temperatures or more snow or both?
Both.
Okay.
Both. And keep something in mind. Now, you know, I spent 12 years back east, and historically, the real hardcore winter does not happen until after the first of the year. And little tidbit, statistically, in the last 100 years plus, New York City's only had a white Christmas 17% of the time. And a little historical information, some of the worst blizzards of all time in the Northeast, particularly New York and Boston, have occurred in March. As a matter of fact, the worst blizzard ever in the history of New York City occurred on March 8, 1888. But what I'm trying to say, the polar vortex is a technical term for Arctic air that really stays, in a normal winter, stays up around the Arctic Circle. But when a portion of that breaks loose, that's when the really severe weather happens, approximately from the plains all the way to the east. You may recall 2 or 3 years ago, Chicago had 40 below wind chill.
Right.
Yeah.
It may not be that bad, but I'm definitely predicting. I didn't get this from the Farmer's Almanac. That's I really feel the odds are better than 50-50, maybe 60-70% that Boston, New York, Philadelphia, Chicago, etc., Pittsburgh, will have a colder than normal winter and a late winter. Like, you know, the groundhog is definitely going to see a shadow. I think the myth goes Punxsutawney Phil, but that's also a bunch of hooey. The real scientific
you mean that's not
science,
real?
The real scientific truth is I'm leaning towards a much colder than normal winter in the east. Consequently, the West Coast will be dry, and you know the cold air, it penetrates far south. I mean, it affects the citrus crop in Florida.
Yeah.
And all of that.
So it has ramifications, sure.
Yeah. I remember when we, as the public first started kind of hearing about the polar vortex, and I have family down in Florida, and they did, you know, they were very surprised. They had to bust out their, you know, their wool sweaters that they keep for when they come to visit in the north. But
So do your folks have heating in their home?
Yes.
I hope so.
Well, you know, here's an interesting stat. The vast majority of the people in the Fort Lauderdale, Miami area have no heat.
No heat, they just
and
have AC.
Cold winters, they're not ready. And I can remember 2 or 3 years ago when we had an unusual cold spell down there. People were reporting 55 degree temperatures in their house. Their
sure.
Homes.
Yeah.
Because 80, I would say at least 80% of the homes in the metro Miami area have zero heat.
Because you never thought you would need it. The one thing, and it shows how easily confused I am, when you were bringing up the polar vortex, I keep thinking about that lovely holiday movie about the train and Tom Hanks and that whole thing.
The Polar Express.
Oh, the Polar Express. That's what that is.
I call it the Siberian Express.
Yes, I remember years ago when you were in New York, I remember hearing you mention that, the Siberian Express, and I always knew what that meant because of you. Now, so now we're all set for winter for 2016 into 2017, so we'll expect the colder temperatures, a harsh winter towards the end, February and March. Now let's turn to the other issue we're going to talk to you about today, and that is, and you're the perfect person to talk about this because you're in San Francisco, the San Francisco area.
Oh, I know.
Colin Kaepernick, the quarterback for the San Francisco 49ers, who has made quite the hullabaloo since the season began, kneeling for the national anthem, speaking out in support of Fidel Castro recently. So tell us what it's been like for someone living there, kind of in the maelstrom, and how they cover this from day to day.
Well, number one, he definitely will not be with the San Francisco 49ers next year.
Yeah.
So here's how I feel about it, and here's how the media feels about it. First of all, Levi Stadium is a disaster in itself down in Santa. I called them the Santa Clara 49ers. They have not filled up their... By the way, Santa Clara is 50 miles south of San Francisco.
Right.
So they have not filled up their stadium.
Wow.
It's extraordinarily expensive. But getting back to Kaepernick, here's how I feel about it. And this is more of an opinion than anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
He's making big money.
Mm-hmm.
And if the owner says, would you please stand up to the national anthem? And he's basically saying, the heck with you. I'm going to do whatever I want to do. And he remains sitting. He's made so many mistakes. You mentioned the Castro thing.
Right.
Fidel Castro, murdered thousands of people, mm-hmm. At least that's what I've read.
Yep.
And communists, et cetera, et cetera. And, so defiant, and the 49ers are having a horrendous year. Now, it's not all his fault. The team in general stinks.
Right.
The owner is a poor owner. The coach that came over from the Philadelphia Eagles had a horrible record there. The whole team is lousy.
Yep.
The only team that's worse is the Cleveland Browns, who haven't won any game.
Yep.
But as far as Kaepernick is concerned, the big question, and so let me pose this question to both of you, and I'm wondering this out loud. Do you think any NFL team, first of all, he's 1,000% finished with the 49ers when this season ends. Do you lovely people think that any NFL team is going to pick him up next year?
I think if a team is in desperate need of a quarterback, and his skills have deteriorated from when he first came into the league, mm-hmm. but if there is a team that is desperate for a starting quarterback, there will be an owner that will sit down with him, but I think there needs to be a long conversation before anyone is signed to see what his behavior is going to be. Then maybe he would be given a chance, but I think it would also have to be in the right market. There are places in this country where there's no way you can put Colin Kaepernick on the field.
Right.
Do you think the Houston Texans can do that? No. Do you think certain other teams in certain areas could even think about bringing Kaepernick in? No. There are others that could. So I think a lot depends on that.
Like you said, I think it depends on, if there is a team in need and he proves that he's got the skill. And I'll play a little devil's advocate here. I know initially his whole sitting for the national anthem was in regards to, kind of supporting Black Lives Matter and showing that. And,
mm-hmm.
His whole thing was, I'll stand up for this country when this country stands up for me. So, I mean, he is, it's bad because he is a part of the NFL, which is as very much American as apple pie or anything else. And he does represent the league and his team. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I see where he's coming from. I'll put it that way.
You can see where he's coming from.
Yeah, but he's going, but Carrie, he's going about it the wrong way.
I agree with you.
And
yes.
He's doing it on his employer's time. It's one thing if in the off season he wants to go and participate in a protest or a march. You know what? That's the utmost in terms of Americana.
Right.
If you want to do that, fine.
Yes.
But when you're wearing the uniform of the 49ers and you're representing your job, people, he's a ball player. It's still a job. His employer can tell him, hey, look, when you're performing under my nickel and dime here, and I'm paying you to do this, you know, hey, we all have standards. I can't stand here and say certain things and have this radio show because the network would be all over me. You got to understand, when you're wearing the uniform of your employer and you're participating and performing for him, you got to kind of behave the way your employer wants you to do.
Yeah, especially when you're making millions of dollars.
Exactly.
That's right. He is our official West Coast correspondent, and he's always our go-to guy, and that's why it was perfect to talk about Kaepernick, and we talked about winter as well. As always, thanks so much to the one and only Lloyd Lindsey Young. Lloyd, thanks for joining us on the show.
Let me leave you with a closing thought.
Go ahead.
No business like snow business.
Stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Kalecki.
And I'm Kara DeFalco.
And this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Think Green. Harrison with you. The actual sounds planets make as charged electromagnetic particles from solar winds bounce back to Earth, affecting our weather and communications from 2.8 million miles away. We've relied on the Mars Climate Orbiter to give our scientists a greater understanding of how natural forces work on our own planet. The Romans named Mars for their god of war, and human sacrifice was thought the only way to make Mars happy. Now we think Mars was once pummeled by floods and living water, but now we're sure life did exist as we look to rescue Earth through understanding its neighbors.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call InventHelp. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Follow your passion is bad advice, says William McCaskill, an ethicist at Oxford and Princeton.
Instead, he suggests, do something valuable. Research shows you'll be happier at work if what you do makes a difference in the lives of others.
Further research shows that the bigger the difference you feel you make, the better you'll perform. Better performance, of course, likely leads to better pay.
So where do you start? Stop trying to find yourself. It's too abstract. Stop fighting for money, fame, power, and status. There's too much competition. Instead, find a problem you can solve.
Then people will help you as you make a difference in the lives of others. That's Big Success.
Find Big Success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappyLandAudio.com. That's HappyLandAudio.com.